summer.
Oh, okay,
summer.
Well, now I'm really awkwardly like...
No, you look great.
Thank you. You look great as well. Okay. So, is there like the blank stare before I can say anything, just being like, what am I trying to get? Okay, so, hi.
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 Hello.
I am here with...
Genevieve Reeves. Hi.
Maybe I'll like input a crowd goes wild sound.
Oh yeah, you can just add that in for dramatic effect.
Yeah, just for realism.
Realism.
That's what would happen if people were actually here.
Of course.
So, should we firstly, who are you and what do you do? What on earth are you doing?
Who am I?
Yeah. Well, I like sip my huge straw.
You sip away. So I am a multidisciplinary artist, working primarily within still image, film practice, movement work.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say I've been trying to narrow down this sentence of who I am and what I do. I'm a photographer, I'm a filmmaker, I work with movement primarily. I come from a dance background, I used to be a dancer. And now I also do loads of different things. I have produced, I direct, I also movement direct. I also advise, I mediate in gallery spaces.
You're definitely one of the most ranged people there is in the industry.
I don't know, I feel like if I had LinkedIn, I would be a bit of a nightmare.
Yeah, not have your niche, but
yeah,
every niche is your niche.
I don't know about that, but we'll try. I think I have quite a... I love doing loads of different things, I always have. I even remember when I was just dancing and I was, you know, working in a dance company, always wondering what it would have been like to take a different path, and now I'm in a different path and I always wonder what it would be like to do something else. And so I have a bit of a restless spirit, probably quite ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I love connecting with people, and I think that you can do that in so many different ways.
I really feel what you're saying on a spiritual level. I can't do one thing.
Yeah.
I can't do it. And I love dancing with my whole heart, but there's so much to the world. I don't want to miss out on it.
I don't want to miss out. Yeah, FOMO. It's a real thing.
I have FOMO for every career, though.
For all the things.
All the things.
Yeah, I get that.
I just want to do everything. I mean, so what are your current projects? What are you doing now?
What am I doing now? So I am directing a music video next week.
Mm-hmm. Can you say?
Yes, it's with a friend of mine who is an incredible artist called Pem Perry. They are just absolutely amazing. They've worked with quite a few of my friends and collaborators who are dance artists in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And they approached me to make this beautiful surrealist music video with them, so mm-hmm. we're going to do that. The premiere of a film that I took stills on has just come out, called Limpet, by an amazing choreographer called Harry Price in collaboration with Ballet Boys, so that's really exciting. I just shot Gecko behind the scenes rehearsal.
With IDP?
With IDP at Northern, yeah. And sort of edging into editing process with Max Cookwood for this film. They're gonna do the bulk of the editing themselves, but it's gonna be nice to review all the footage and give a helping hand, I think. Because we'll see what happens with that, which is exciting. And yeah, lots of stuff. I just came back from a Germany tour with a musician where I was doing their tour photography and video stuff.
So you get to go on tour with them.
Yeah.
Travelling must be one of the best bits of your job.
Yes, it is. It's also one of the hardest things to do, because I think when I stopped being in a touring dance company and going into this more like freelance solo job, I thought it was going to be really, really hard to justify people wanting to hire me to come to a different country and work with them. But... It's gone quite well.
People are doing it.
It's going quite well, yeah. I was out in Madrid with Corsia last year, and then I was also in Lisbon with an amazing friend and choreographer, Connor Scott, doing their premiere of their work, and then, yeah, I've been to Germany and Lanzarote, so...
It's the dream for my career to just travel, but I know it must be really tiring.
It is, but it's also so great.
Yeah.
It's also great. I feel very lucky that this is happening in my life, and hopefully nothing changes.
Good. Yeah. Unless it's for the better.
Unless it's for the better.
And then go and change.
Yeah, and then change.
Okay, so you've got a lot of projects going on.
Mm.
How did you get to this point? What company were you in?
So
you trained at Northern, right?
I trained at Northern, yes.
Same as old, little old me. So many of us have trained at Northern. And then you...
And then I went to Scottish Dance Theatre.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Love.
And it was the first year that Joanne had become artistic director. And I feel so lucky that I got to be there as part of his taking on of this amazing company. And Scottish is the most incredible warm environment ever. And even as a dancer, I just felt so held and encouraged and protected and motivated and everything, and all of those people are still very much my family. And Joanne has been such a huge influence in my self-discovery across so many different planes of my life, not just dance, but also he was the first person that commissioned me to make a film for the company when COVID hit. We'd like just come back from Norway, and the whole world was shutting down, and he just said, look, Jen, we can't, the theatre's closed, we can't make any dance work. Do you want to make this film with me and one of the other dancers in the company? Because he'd seen an exhibition of some of my photography work. I'm rambling so much, and it's because I've told this story so many times. This is so silly. But yeah. He'd seen an exhibition of some of my work, which actually just got re-shown at London Art Fair. This was back in 2019. We made a film together in 2020, and that film ended up like going on and off and winning some awards, which was crazy. And then from there, we ended up making a series of different films, and I started shooting photos for the company, and then it was just like a spiral from there. I just started getting commissioned by different choreographers.
So when did you get into photography and filmmaking?
I think probably from a really young age. My dad was my photography teacher at school, at sixth form. And he's an art teacher. My mum used to be a fashion designer before she became a carer for my older sister. And so art was always very much in the family.
Yeah.
So I was always running around on our camping holidays making little films or taking photos and drawing, scribbling. So I think it was
from the get-go.
It was always something I thought I'd do when I was done with dancing.
Yeah.
I'd had like everything replaced from injury and you know, been ground down to the to the bone.
So did you do, was it the Scottish PPS you did?
It wasn't PPS at the time, it was an apprenticeship.
Okay, cool.
So yeah,
so
I did my yeah, and then I ended up staying for a little while, doing some other projects with them.
Little bits and bobs.
Little bits and bobs, but when I was doing projects with them, it was when I'd started also filming. So I was dancing, but I was also filming. And I remember this really distinct moment when we were doing this project called Every Map Has a Scale, which was a creation conception from Joanne, and we ended up collaborating to make it into what it was. There was this very distinct moment where I was dancing in the piece and I was filming, and I was had my gimbal down here and my camera down here, and then I'd get up and I'd improvise, and then I'd go and get it, and I just remember thinking to myself, you have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Right now you have to choose what you're going to prioritise, and I picked up the camera. And I think about that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
So I wonder what would have happened if I hadn't.
Yeah.
Where would I be now?
In that moment,
yeah.
Maybe it'd be Beyonce's backing dancer.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
So something that I'm very interested in about your work is it's sort of based on the amount of avenues you have and how you balance those.
Mm.
Maybe this is slightly selfish because I have like this and dancing and choreography. It's really interesting how, like, as a freelancer, you can actually juggle all of those things and still have time to, like, you know, work on them in your free time and like have a social life.
Mm.
Do you know? Or not have a social life, that's also fine. But like,
I think I'm probably one of the worst people to ask about this.
Yeah.
I think all of my friends, closest people around me, my partner can definitely attest to the fact that I'm so bad at giving myself downtime.
Oh my gosh, but honestly, like, when it's your own project, it's like, well, this is downtime.
This is downtime, but I think I do it with everything.
Mm.
I think I do it with things that aren't my own projects.
Just constantly.
I just work, you know? I think that was the main reason I sort of got into film and photography and sort of pushed that angle is, I remember during lockdown, I set up this page called COVID Dance, which was just me having this restless spirit and wanting to be able to create an environment for people that felt like they were in this void place to still promote themselves and be active on social media. And then from that, I got more into the digital landscape, and then I started doing more film and photos. Like, it all comes from me just not wanting to sit still.
Yeah.
Which is probably something I should, like, talk to someone about.
I would worry about that.
Yeah, I think I love working. I love collaborating with people. I love making other people's visions come to life or feel like I feel like I'm helping in some sort of way. Mm. And yeah, I'm terrible at downtime. I'm terrible. I think I work like 7 days a week.
Well, that's my problem, and I was hoping you'd help fix it.
I'm so sorry.
But you haven't done that.
I'm so sorry.
And that's okay.
Oh, you know one thing that I'm trying to do more of is weekends.
The confusion.
Weekends. I don't do weekends.
No.
I just go through, but it makes so much sense.
It does, but weekends are for a different type of work.
I know.
I do uni in the week, and then Saturday's for cafe job, a girl's gotta eat,
girl's
and
gotta
Sunday's
eat.
For podcast.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
I get you, but I'm excited for you, you know? Like, it feels as if you're already operating within such a freelance mindset, and I don't know what you're doing after
thank
this.
Thank you, though. No, I'm hopefully freelance.
Yeah, but that's amazing, and being able to tap into so many different things and be excited by them is the key to that point in your life, and it seems like you're just
trying my best.
It's gonna be great.
I think I'm actually really excited for freelancing. We had a freelance and tax workshop with Stefania.
That's such a good idea. We didn't get that.
2 hours of a freelance workshop, 2 hours of a tax workshop. And let me tell you, Stefania is my angel. I think she's incredible.
And it was so helpful. Godmother.
She is. But I was just looking at this 2 hour tax workshop, like,
yeah, we
I don't
did
know how
not,
to do that.
We did not get that, Northern.
Northern.
We got someone from Equity who came in and told us that as a dancer we weren't going to earn more than £5,000 a year.
That is not
which I
helpful.
Can confirm is not true.
Liar.
Liar.
Should we have a conversation about finances?
please no. But yeah, it's. I mean, we could have a conversation about finances.
Do you have equity? Are you part of equity?
Despite the fact that they lied to my face, I am part of equity.
Yeah. Well, one of them lied. Maybe the rest of them would have said.
Who knows? Who knows? But I am part of equity. I'm pretty sure. I think I give them money every year. But it's an interesting one because I actually think that I work a lot with dance companies and choreographers, but I also do a lot of work with brands and sort of independent producers or people within more of a film landscape. And I don't know how equity operates within those slightly more corporate organizations or whether it's the same thing. But luckily, I've been pretty good in terms of all of my experiences with people. I haven't been fucked over by anyone. I mean, I've had a couple of people look at me like I'm not supposed to be in the room, but I think that happens a lot of the time when you're a woman in the film industry and you also look like you're about 10 years younger than you actually are, which is starting to be a good thing, so I don't mind. But like, I think other than some light misogyny.
A little sprinkling of misogyny.
Yeah, a little sprinkling. Yeah.
You haven't had to snitch to equity for anyone?
No. Yeah.
No. Good to have them there in case, though, I guess.
Yes.
Just in case.
Just in case. I might even have to put my jacket on.
Yeah, do it. I've been trying to on and off, but...
The sun's gone in.
The sun has gone, but it'll come back out as soon as we zip up.
I'm still on.
Is this thing on? It's like the Netflix documentaries.
Is this thing on? Oh my gosh, it is warm on here.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good. We should do a little halfway point.
The little halfway straddle of the
heater.
Yeah.
Can we
have this is such a good ring.
Yes, this is Matilda Little, My Little Mermaid.
Oh,
she's great.
So good.
Everyone should buy this ring.
Send me her Instagram, we'll tag her. And then I'll buy
it. She's great. You can't see it, but she's great.
Just believe it. Believe.
This is a friend of mine
This is an outfit reveal, midway point.
This was my uncle's, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he worked on Mission Impossible, the first one. He was a special effects supervisor.
Just realised, my coffee's been upside down that whole time.
But it hasn't spilled.
No, a tiny bit, but not much.
That's so impressive.
I like that it's got a pop of orange.
Yeah, it's quite fun, isn't it? It's sort of...
It's good.
I mean, he gave it to my mum. And okay. That's still all my... Semi-entirely my mum's wardrobe.
Everything I wear is my mum's. My mum is so well-dressed.
I know, same. My mum's so much cooler than me. I mean, she did used to be a fashion designer. So that.
Well, my mum was a costume designer. So, cool mum gang.
There you go. Cool.
Good
for me.
Feel like your mind is going to explode? You've got so much happening at once.
Sometimes... Yes.
Just out of interest. Is that a professional sounding question?
Yeah. To be honest, yeah. But I also have... I wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
And I love everything that I do. Mm-hmm. And I have such an incredible team around me. Like, I have amazing, amazing friends, which I actually think is the key to staying sane in any professional environment. Is to be able to, if you can't create the downtime for yourself, then to be able to have environments that feel, that bring you a sense of relief or peace or joy in another way. And I find that a lot in people. I'm a huge empath, and I think one of the things that I'm most proud of in my life is my friends.
That's really nice.
They're like my greatest, my greatest achievement. They're great. And my family are fab as well.
Yeah.
They keep me very
good. Once you've got incredible friends, you have some perspective, like this is the most important.
Yeah, definitely. I also think, I just love connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm such a people person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably slightly comes from growing up as a carer for my sister, who can't communicate in the same way that a lot of other people can communicate in. She struggles with articulation of language, but she is so intelligent and so emotionally aware. And I've learned so much from having her as an older sister. So the things that I value in my life are being around people.
Yeah, and learning to connect to people that, you know, in different ways is just a beautiful thing.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. And knowing that things go beyond language, and I think that's why I've drawn so much to dance and mm-hmm. photography and film,
mm-hmm.
because they skirt around these super linear ways of... of speaking.
Yeah.
And actually they find something much more interesting in between that can
and
be...
And say a lot. Sometimes a lot more, like... Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. I mean...
That's where the Nowness film came from.
Yeah, because you filmed that with Max and their brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just such a beautiful film.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so I love that one. It's
so
great. It was an amazing process. I felt very lucky to be brought into that.
Yeah, but it sort of happened spontaneously, right?
Yeah, so it came from... I was choreographing this piece for a gallery space that I was helping mediate, and... Max contacted me about being interested in being in the piece, and then they were in the piece. And through working with them, we realised that we were both had both grown up as carers for our siblings mm-hmm. with autism and a multitude of other things, mm-hmm. as it often is. And we ended up just going out for dinner one night and having this conversation about wanting to make a film about their relationship with their brother and holding these... dualities of self within, housing them within one being.
Yeah.
And having the performer, the mm-hmm. outspoken, the energetic, the outwardly facing, I think, side of yourself, and then also this side which has to be completely selfless and really mm-hmm. vulnerable and sort of acutely aware of another person.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it's an amazing, amazing. Amazing piece of work, if I do say so myself, but I think that because I got to know Lyle and Max, and I feel so lucky to have been able to capture their relationship, because it obviously personally means so much to me, but I think it's so important for other people to understand that love can exist within such a diversity of relationships.
Yeah.
And that there can be this purity of connection and understanding even when...
Yeah, I really don't think there's anything more important and beautiful than, like, two people's connections to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a special thing, and being able to watch it as well is very hard to capture, I think. So you did an amazing job.
Oh,
I think it's really beautiful.
It's all about patience and time. I think in this world, we... are very impatient.
Mm-hmm.
And
very surface level, I think, a lot of the time.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I think it's just worth giving people your time, you know? Because you never know how much they need it.
Yeah, and also, like, the world can be lonely. Like, I feel like investing in connections with people, regardless of who they are, is an important thing.
Oh, yeah.
For yourself as well as anyone else. And also just, like... what a bleak world if you have no effort to connect with people.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. Come on. It's raining outside.
It's raining outside. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, we also don't want to exist in our, like, echo chambers of people, you know? Because then we just end up being boring and the same as everyone else.
Boring. Yeah. Also, people are cool.
People are cool.
Maybe people.
People are cool. This just in.
Yeah, a quote. New quote. See, now look at the sun.
Off on.
What time is it? I don't know how this happens. It goes so quick. Okay. What do you want from the future, the near future of your career? What are things that are really exciting to you? I want to become a film director. I don't know what I want to do. I want to become...
I want to do so many things. I'm really excited about taking this journey more into direction, and it's already started. But yeah, to take a bit more ownership of my artistry and my voice within the environments that I've already been sort of existing in for 4 or 5 years now. I think along that path, I'm just excited to make my own work a bit more because I feel incredibly lucky that I have so many incredible clients and collaborators that I get to work with, and I love that so much. But I think I was looking at my portfolio the other day and thinking to myself, pretty much 95% of this is something that I've been commissioned to do by someone else, and I would love to just take some time and try to prioritize my own practice, go back to like the sketchbook and experiment a bit more with some ideas, which I'm already doing. So I've got some stuff in the pipeline. So that'd be nice. And what else do I want to do? I really want to do a collaboration with my sister, and I spoke to her a bit about it the other day, and she was giving me a lot of smiles.
Okay. So that's counting for something.
It counts for something.
What's she called?
She's called Isadora.
Isadora, come on.
Isadora, best name ever.
Isadora is probably the best name I've ever
heard. She's the coolest. She's the best person in the whole world. And if anyone has met her, they can
vouch
to that 100%. Yeah, so hopefully I'm going to do a bit of a collaboration with her, try and work out how we can make something happen, which I think would also be really great for just our relationship in general. I want to keep working with all these amazing people that I'm working with, you know. I love everyone.
Love everybody.
I love everyone.
And let's do some quick snapshot questions.
This is for you, you know.
No, this is for both
you,
of us.
You ask away. I you know,
you're an open book. What do you want to know?
What do you want to know?
Okay, right. I'm going to make them up on the spot right this second.
Go for it.
What do you want to see more of in the industry?
Ooh, more women, more trans women, more inclusivity of people in positions of power. It's not enough of it.
No, and I will second that. Question number two that I'm coming up with right this second. What do you want to see less of in the industry? Getting controversial.
What do I want to see less of? Like lack of funding.
Yeah, boo.
What is this?
What is that about?
What's going on in the UK? I hate this. Also, this dismissal of people. I want to see less impatience and less... less dickheads, basically.
Woo. God, it's quite hard to come up with quick questions.
I know, those were good.
Thank you very much. I'll think of another one really quickly.
Yeah,
more of, less of.
Medium of.
What do you want a little bit the same of? No. Advice for someone going into the freelance world.
Ooh, okay. There's a caveat to this. Don't feel like you have to say yes to everything. And within that, don't feel like you have to do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable, because you don't. And as much as it sometimes feels like you're a tadpole in the ocean, not just a small fish in a big pond, There are other ways. Don't do anything that makes you feel uncomfortable. In a way that is traumatizing. Uncomfortable in a courage and bravery way. Yes, yes, yes. Trauma? No.
No. And also, I think it's such a thing being like, oh, I feel so small and the whole world is so big. But like, people see you, people care about you, and there is going to be work for you.
Yeah.
I say that purely out of hope because I've never been a freelancer. I'm just telling myself.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing. That was my caveat too, at the same time, especially within my industry, and I actually gave this advice to someone that I'm mentoring at the moment. Try as many different types of things as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And because you never know, I feel like even when you're going through training, whether it's you're at film school or you're done a photography degree or you're just done a dance degree or you just come out of this company or that company, there are so many different facets to these industries that we don't even realize can be part of our job canvas. And so try as many different things as you like. So mm-hmm. that's what I mean, it's slightly an oxymoron. Don't push yourself to do something that you really don't want to do, but also push yourself to do the things that you might be afraid of in a ego sense.
And I feel like it's easy to sense a difference within yourself of like, this is scary or this is bad.
Yes.
You know?
Trust your gut. Sorry, I've just completely. But you know what I mean.
You get it.
Okay,
is there anything else you want to add? Is there any huge things you want to say?
I don't know.
Just peace and love, guys.
Peace and love. Yeah, I just think that I guess maybe this, if there are any dancers, young dancers listening, I thought for such a long time that I had to do everything now, that I had to leave training and immediately get a job or an apprenticeship and then immediately stay in my job and then do this and just keep going and keep going and keep going until I couldn't anymore. And I thought that if I didn't do that, it would be failing. And actually taking this path and getting to meet so many incredible artists that are such a variety of different ages and come from so many different experiences and have had led very different lives,
mm-hmm.
it's just shown to me that you don't have to follow a step-by-step program of what you think your life is going to be. And if you take a break or if you invest in a different part of your interests, it's only going to expand your mind and your brain,
mm-hmm.
and then feed back into your practice, because you're not just in a body in a space, you're so much more than that. You're a human being,
mm-hmm.
and to follow your interests and your curiosities and do that courageously and authentically is what I think everybody is trying to learn how to do in their life. So to do that now is just as valid of a choice as anything else. So yeah.
Which I think is a beautiful piece of advice as well, because it's stressful just deciding you have to get into a company straight away, especially when there's about four in the whole of England.
Yeah, and also companies value experience, and I know that a lot of the time we read these applications and they say you need to have X amount of years experience before you come to this company, but your experience could be that you, I don't know, went off and learned how to do Tai Chi for a year.
About to say Tai Chi and then you said it. So.
There's just so many, yeah, I think there's so much going on in this world, and we shouldn't limit ourselves just because some ballet teacher when we were 6 years old told us they had to be our everything, and that we weren't allowed to do anything else, because that's not real.
It's not real.
And
go on a holiday
or just like read a good book. I'm so dyslexic, so that takes a whole year for me.
I also struggle to read. I'm also dyslexic and ADHD. So
yeah,
great minds though.
Yeah, meet different people that are in different disciplines. I'm so lucky to know incredible composers and work with so many amazing musicians and also dance artists and also set designers and lighting designers and directors and producers, and all of those people bring different level of fulfillment to my life, but also to make me understand the world that we live in a completely different way, and the world that I operate in a different way. And then from that, you can respond within your artistry. Anyway, I'm going to
thank you so much.
Talk for so long.
Why do you think I started the podcast? You know what I mean?
I've been so bad.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Was there anything?